This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. It's 5:45. Over the past month, WHYY has been examining what we have lost and what we have found since the pandemic took hold last year and how we're moving forward. Dr. Priya Mamman has seen firsthand the human toll of the virus from a Chester County emergency room.
I would text my family, my husband, that I was home, and they would all go downstairs to the basement, and I would come in, go straight up, and shower. And I stayed in my bedroom for 3 weeks. My husband would leave food outside of my door. I would Zoom with my kids. And again, it was more just like, okay, the numbers are going higher, so we'll do this, and then everything will start to kick in. But the numbers didn't drop, so I kind of arbitrarily, I broke for Mother's Day because I was like, I can't take it anymore. I cannot take it. Sitting in my own house, like upstairs in my bedroom. What felt really bizarre to me is just, it made me very uncomfortable, this like hero narrative, because it was just sort of like, get us PPE. I mean, this is just this superficial idea of like, we're going to cheer for you. But the systems underneath us just continue to kind of crumble away. So it's just, it feels like very much we're standing alone. We would be in the ERs 24 hours a day. And we were just surrounded by rhetoric of this isn't that big a deal. People making a big deal about masks and like, nobody's going to tell me what to do. And there was a graphic in the New York Times that just shows, you know, we're at 500,000, we're at 500,000. If you've never had the experience of having to tell someone that someone they love has passed away, it's easy to sort of get dehumanized by those dots. Not dehumanized, but to feel that those dots are just dots. But they are families and they're like communities, right? You know, it's very hard to try and fight every day for something when you kind of are like, what is everybody else seeing or feeling that they're not as overwhelmed? That they're not as just heavy. I just feel heavy. Sort of the forced lesson of this, I think, is that I miss spending time with friends, but I am completely loving spending time with my family and all of us kind of living moments together. Even just like lounging time and just the conversation and the like little things that I see my kids do, I probably wouldn't have seen before. And there's a lot to be said for that I think it's very easy to overlook in the, you know, this constant grind we were in terms of driving to different things, doing different things, spending your time all over the place. Those other things that may have been in the background or easily drowned out now are what's around you, and it's pretty amazing to live those moments.
That was emergency physician Dr. Priya Mamman. A few weeks after this piece was recorded, Dr. Mamman was laid off from her hospital due to financial constraints, showing the strain this pandemic has put on our health system. This piece was produced by WHYY Sabrina Boyd-Circa.